This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that Narendra Modi government is making the health sector affordable and accessible. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, Dr. Mandavia said there were 387 medical colleges in 2014, but in a decade, it has been doubled to 780 medical colleges. He said Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as the biggest medical scheme in the world. India has called for a critical balance between preventing plastic pollution and affecting sustainable development, especially of developing economies. Making an intervention at the final plenary of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Busan, South Korea, India reiterated the enormity of the challenge of plastic pollution. India's statement noted that this is a difficult task which requires mutual trust and understanding of each other's circumstances. India clearly stated its inability to support any measures to regulate the production of primary plastic polymers, as it has larger implications in respect of the right to development of member states. It stressed on the need for a standalone dedicated multilateral fund to provide financial resources to developing countries for meeting incremental costs for their compliance obligations. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. A total of 22 persons and 11 institutions will be conferred the National Awards on this occasion. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil a number of welfare initiatives for the empowerment of persons with disabilities on the occasion. Finance Ministry says Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has achieved a milestone by processing nearly 16.58 billion financial transactions in a single month in October this year. UPI processed around 23.49 lakh crore rupees across 16.58 billion financial transactions in October. This marks 45% year-on-year growth as compared to October last year. In Telangana, the BJP has alleged that the Congress government in the state had failed in implementing its assurances given to the people at the time of assembly elections. Releasing a charge sheet in Hyderabad against the state government, BJP state president and union minister G. Kishan Reddy said the state government also failed to initiate action against land grabbers, though it had assured during election campaign that it will take strong action if it is voted to power. He pointed out that there is no difference between the BRS and Congress governments in the state. On the other hand, Congress alleged that the BJP released a charge sheet against the state governments 1 year in office just to create hangama, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi warned state BJP leaders. Puducherry is struggling to return to normalcy a day after Cyclone Fengal made landfall, bringing the heaviest rainfall in three decades. While the rain ceased by yesterday evening, severe waterlogging in low-lying residential areas has forced over 700 people into relief camps. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are still continuing to lash the interior districts of Cyclone Fengal, which is making headway to reach Arabian Sea. The Met Department has predicted widespread rains in some areas of the coast for another 24 hours. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, will begin today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is for the first time West Asia is hosting this crucial environmental conference. India will join representatives from 197 nations at this milestone event, which coincides with UNCCD's 30th anniversary. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened flat today. The BSE Sensex was down by 130 points or 0.16% to trade at 79,672, while the Nifty 50 inched up slightly by 10 points to trade at 24,140 when reports last came in. In the World Chess Championship, another match between Indian Grandmaster Dee Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lijian ended in a draw after the players decided to end the six-round game through threefold repetition in Singapore yesterday. Today is the rest day. Round 7 of the World Chess Championship will be played tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.